Log Talk Radio.
One, turn it up!
Yeah!
Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah! Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah! You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give him the praise.
You know what?
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. We will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Father God, hallelujah. We come on this glorious new day that you have made. Father God, lifting up your name on high. Father God, we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise. We come with thanksgiving. Oh, Father God, we come confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father God, hallelujah. We come with an attitude of gratitude. We come, Father God, not leaning to our own understanding, Father God, but leaning towards you, trusting in you, Father, giving you everything that we have because everything belongs to you. Oh, glory be to the living God. Father, we say thank you as we embrace new mercies today, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As new mercies embrace us, oh, Father God, we bless you, Father God, for your showers of blessing. We thank you that we live under an open heaven, Father. We thank you for the rain, the former and the latter rain. Father, we say thank you for a host of angels that camped around about us. We say thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Father God, we say thank you for the gift of salvation. Father God, thank you for eternal life in you. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you for life, for health, a reasonable portion of strength. Father God, thank you for the air that we breathe. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, Father God, it would not be sufficient for us to express the gratitude that's in our hearts. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our churches, our ministries. We thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet, food on our tables. Oh, God, bless you, bless you, bless you. Money to pay our bills. Father God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Father. And all the praise and all the glory belongs to you. So, Father, we just want to embrace this brand new day because nobody gave it to us but you, Father God. And nobody can take it away from us but you, Father God. This is your day. It's a day that you have made. So we won't complain about anything, but Father God, we're going to give you praise in all things, because all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor belongs to you. Thank you, Lord. Bless our services on today. We're in you and you alone. You and you alone, Father, will be glorified, magnified, and praised. Your people edified, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we are not concerned about Satan being horrified, because if Satan could have stopped us, he would have stopped us by now. But we are unstoppable. We are untouchable, Father God. Hallelujah. And we are unreachable in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, now that you told your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I'm so glad I belong to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, saints. Amen. Our brothers and sisters in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie-dottie, everybody under the sound of my voice. Good morning, top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. where Jesus Christ is the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this one more day that the Lord has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, and God's name is greatly to be praised. Welcome to our Praise Wednesday here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If this is your first time, amen, calling in or chiming in, maybe you were flipping through the internet or however you got here. And if this is your first time, we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord. We want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus is definitely here. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We want you to know that we are a ministry whose foundation, amen, is Jesus. Amen. Whose fellowship is Jesus. Whose worship is Jesus. Everything we do is about Jesus. And no other person and no other name. Amen. And so please enjoy the services. And to the extent that you will continue to come back. Amen. Because Lord's willing. Amen. We're here every day. Every day the Lord give us strength. Every day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have the communication. Sometimes we have a little technical difficulties every now and then. Not too often. Thank God. Amen. And so, but we want to bless the name of the living God. We want to, amen, before our sister Thurman comes, she has some reading she's going to share with us this morning. I want to read a scripture coming out of Psalms 34, amen, and it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And he delivered me from all of my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. It ain't nothing like the word. It ain't nothing like the word. Amen. Because the word contains everything we need. Ain't nothing else like the word. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. At this time, amen. Our Sister Joanne, Minister Joanne, amen, all the way from Philadelphia. If this is your first time with us, amen, we don't want to take it for granted that you know, amen, that the majority of us are in Philly, but not all of us are in Philly. Amen. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, amen, I'm going to be reaching out in the next few days, amen, to check on our sister Carmen Dorsey in Ohio, Mashonda Dorsey in Ohio. Amen. Glory be to God. We've had two sisters that have gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. And such a young age. But nevertheless, amen. Hallelujah. Sister Rania in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. And our sister Brenda Sewell, which I have spoken to, amen, in South Carolina, amen. And the list goes on and on and on, amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right, amen. Minister Joanne Thurman, amen, who is an anointed, amen. She's just anointed to write, amen. And she writes very creatively, very distinctively, very, very different. Amen. But that's being unique. It's being who you are. Amen. And so we want to thank God for her coming and agreeing to share. Amen. On today. So at this time, without any further ado, Sister Joanne, blessings. Amen. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Good. Well, hold on one second. Let me turn my volume up so I can hear. Wait a minute. One second. I don't want to miss a word. Okay, yes, good morning.
Good morning, giving God all glory and praises that is due him. I say good morning to everyone. I looked through my archives and I picked out two writings. One of them I might have read to you before, but this is where the Spirit led me, called The Beginning. And the second one is a prayer. Help us to know him. The beginning. There are some journeys that you have to go alone, no matter how lonely they may seem, no matter where they take you. This special journey is picked just for you. Even before time was made, the end was already new. Alone, but not alone. You're being held in the magnificent arms of God, arms of a king. So powerful, so awesome. And this journey is full of wonderful adventures. There will be highs and lows in your travelings. Great joys and laughter, too. In valley times, there will be sorrow. But he will be there, too, with his loving arms to hold you tight, to keep you from falling, to save you from that horrible pit, to shield you from the storms of life. His love has no match. There on this lonesome journey, you'll have many choices. Your wisdom will be tested. You'll make mistakes. You'll go astray. But in his love, he'll be a fence of protection around you and lead you to a place where joy bells will ring and your heartstrings will be glad. And life is sweet, a journey with an end, a promise of an everlasting resting place with him, a journey with everything that you need, where there's a place where there's nothing missing or broken, and a journey, a completion to your beginning, to that heavenly place. To God be the glory. My prayer, help us know him. My prayer is, please, Lord, let us know you, really know you, in the pardons of our sins, to feel your glow, the wonder of you, the sweetness of joy, and when you cover us with your blood, the grace and goodness that only comes from your heaven, that can only come from you. May we get a glimpse of your divine awesomeness while we are still here, so that we know that you are real, so we won't have any doubt. May we feel and know for sure that nothing is impossible with you, and that we can be healed inside and out with nothing withheld. May we know that we belong to you, and we will keep, and you will keep us from falling. You will catch us and cradle us and love us and comfort us. Let us see the goodness of your salvation while there is still time. A touch from you that will last not just a lifetime, but for all eternity. You are the divine one, and we reference you as most holy and great. Gratefulness and gratitude we offer up to you with praise. May we experience the glory, the ecstasy of your majesty and power, and know you are ours. Thank you, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless God. Amen. The beginning. Amen. A completion to your beginning. Amen. Amen. I love that. I love that swerve there. Amen. Glory be to God. And then my prayer help us to know him. Amen. And you sort of concluded that with two words that I placed in an email last night, the same two words about gratefulness and gratitude. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Glory be some awesome, encouraging, motivating, soothing readings on this morning as we honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. So thank you so much. Amen. Would you like to add anything to that while you have the floor, since this is our Praise Wednesday? Amen.
Yes.
Would you like to get the floor is yours.
Okay. I did write a praise, and it's called I Woke Up. That's my praise today. I woke up. I was missing Jerry, and I had to give God some praise because I woke up. Here I am slumbering in the night, resting, rejuvenating, deep in dreams, guarded by angels. I'm thankful this time of peace, thankful for covering, thankful that his hands of mercy touched me once again. Then I woke up. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. The enemy tried to make me think about the problems of the day, but God moved them out, letting me think about the joy of a new day. I woke up, rise and shine, to give God the glory. Hallelujah. I woke up, and that's what I'm thankful for today.
And that is something to be thankful for, and that is a testimony. Indeed. Amen. I woke up. And not only did you wake up, but you woke up this morning with your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I'm Minister Thurman. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Have a most blessed day in the Lord.
Thank you, Iris.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. You have to receive. Amen. You have to receive. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Thanks. Amen. So what we're going to do, if you have a word of praise, amen, a short testimony, amen, or whatever, number one on your telephone, that'll put you in queue. And we know that there's someone there that has something to say. We want to thank God for Minister Joanne. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me say this. Now, when it comes time for me to give my testimony, I'm going to need the whole hour. Not only am I going to need the whole hour, I'm probably going to need a couple days, amen, to share my testimony. So it's too much to share. amen, at this particular platform. But I just want to sum my testimony up this morning before we open the lines. We see that we have some people in queue. Amen. Sister Thurman said that her testimony is, I woke up. Amen. Well, my testimony is this, beloved. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. Well, I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. Well, I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Are you glad you belong to Jesus? Yes. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I'm going to sing that one more time. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. Where would I be if I didn't belong to Jesus? I'm so blessed because I belong to Jesus. Yes. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that is my testimony. That's all inclusive, baby. And if you knew all that included, you definitely would be shouting with me. Amen and amen. All right, amen. We have some people in queue. Just hit the number one, and we'll know that you're there. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The floor is open.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
My name is Brenda Carter, and I have praise report. I got a chance to see my devil sister Sadie Pass at the nursing home, and she was so happy. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Yes, sister.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Dallas. Yes. Because I had called my sister Aquanetta up and told her that I would be there, and I sent her a picture of Dallas and I together. And she just kept on laughing because we're always laughing all the time. And she did, and she was singing in the wheelchair and patting her feet. Her son had the music on, so she was dancing in her chair. It was so funny. I had to tell everybody that. I was gonna call you up, but I said I'll wait and try to get on the line just to let you know. Yes, I said something funny to her, and she just cracked up. Yeah, because we used to laugh all the time. And I just kept on thanking God. I kept on thanking God for letting me see her. Because I haven't seen her since sometime 2019. Yeah. And that's why I've been dreaming about her practically every night.
Oh, bless God.
I met her and my other sister Cal. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while. But
oh,
it was
bless
just so good to see her.
Her name is Della?
Della Carter, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. I was just happy to see her, and I just kept thanking God. And she was messing with us. When I mentioned some of my sister's names, I knew she remembered because I mentioned Big One first, and then I had mentioned Cal, because Cal had told me something funny, and I had to get that out. And I don't know if y'all had to hear me and everything. Yeah. But that's what I wanted to mention. This morning, I wanted to get it out the other morning, but I couldn't.
Well, we are glad, yes. Sister Brenda, amen, that you have shared that. And we thank God, amen, for your younger sister, Sister Della. Amen. Glory be to God. That's a beautiful testimony. Huh? She's the oldest sister.
Out of all of us. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Amen. Amen. Dancing in the wheelchair. Amen. Now, you know that's a testimony. And the fact that it's been over a year since you had an opportunity to see your sister that you're dreaming about and longing to reconnect with every night, and you finally made that connection. And the fact that the two of you could laugh together, my God, that's a testimony in itself, because we don't laugh enough. And when you laugh with family and those you love and singing, now you know that's a testimony. You got joy in your soul when you can sing. Amen. And then dancing in the wheelchair. I think I can get a message out of that one. I think the Holy Spirit gonna give me a message out of that. Amen. Dancing when you restrict it, you still dancing. Oh my God.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing, Sister Brenda. Amen. That was beautiful. And we're going to thank God that you was able to share that with us. Glory be to God. And express that joy on your heart for being reconnected to Della. And we're going to put Della on the altar and keep her there. Amen. And for a bona fide miracle for Della.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you
for sharing.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen. Dancing from the wheelchair. Now, saints, it don't get no better than that. Don't get no better than that, because some of us not in the wheelchair.
Mm-mm.
Don't tell me the preaching right here now. I see somebody else in queue. Some of us not in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't give God a song. We can't give God a praise. Can't give God a step. Can't give God a clap. But we not in the wheelchair. See? But we're complaining about this and complaining about that and complaining about this and complaining. But we're not in the wheelchair. Glory be to God. Thank God. Oh, the scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. My God, that was a very encouraging testimony, and I thank you for sharing it. Amen in Jesus' name. All right. We see somebody else in queue on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
You can hear me, Reverend Bradford?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
All right. That was a beautiful testimony, and the poetry that my beautiful sister read this morning, and I certainly needed each and every one thing that I heard this morning already, just starting with God himself and you, Reverend Bradford, and I just love you guys so much, and I just want to sing the song that me and my husband sang at our renewal. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. And I will certainly bless the Lord at all times. And Lord, right now, in the matchless name of Jesus, Father, I come before you, Father, yielding and bowing and confessing anything, God, especially things that's not of you, Lord. I just love you so much. And like she said, oh, my God, just waking up this morning, Lord, and you starting each one of us on our way, Father, even the ones that went on to glory, Father. I give you glory this morning. I am so happy, Father, even though I know that old devil, and I don't usually mention his name, God. I know who he is, God, but I know who you are. And I just thank you this morning, Father, as some fiery darts try to come around me and my husband and my family, Father. And as I walk down the aisle, Father, all the things you have blessed me with, God, it came to pass. And I give you glory this morning, Father. But it was fiery darts that was thrown all around me, Father. I seen it, and you allowed me to see it, Father. But I didn't recognize it, and I didn't want to recognize it because I was praising you and glorifying you, Father. But my daughter noticed it, and my prayer partners noticed it, and some of the family, whatever. So I didn't really think about it. But as they poured it out to me, oh, I went in a stoop. I went in a bad stoop, and I'm still in. And I'm asking God. Praise this morning. I'm asking my prayer partner right now on this beautiful line, God, just to lift me up, God. And I never felt this low in my life, but I know all things as well because I was reading Ephesians 5 and it just went on. And he told me to stand and be encouraged and stand in all the fiery darts that go around us. I know he got me covered this morning, God. It's not a time. My daughter said that I didn't encourage somebody and gave them love or whatever, but I know that's the thing that Jesus does within us. But I know I read this the other morning, too. Last week I wrote, I know I have read this to the prayer line, but I know y'all guys have great meanings with poetry and the testimonies and the songs and the words and the reading, everything. And I just want to say it to you again this morning, especially for you folks. Folks like you, it's folks like you we love to meet, we like to see, we like to greet. We like to talk and have them near because they bring goodwill and cheer and leave a pleasant memory, too, whenever they are gone from you. It's folks like you the whole world needs, who brightens life with hope-filled dreams. It's folks like you who lay no claim to what the world accepts as fame. Who are the folks who really rate the honor of the truly great? For what is greater than to be loved by everyone like you? I wrote, had this written years ago, and I know it always gave me comfort. And I just thank this prayer line, because you're a strong people of God. And I couldn't even get that, and I don't mean to say it. I couldn't even get that for my own church family. And I just broke down. I'm still broken. I know God will lift me up this morning, God. And, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. But I just thank you, God, because you let me release it. And I can only release it to strong-minded people. So God is good. I know he's going to strengthen me. I know he's going to strengthen my husband. I know he's going to strengthen my family. They're coming so close together. And, you know, my three siblings left. And I know God just got them in his presence. And I know all that. But it's just my inner being this morning. It just hurts and I'm shut down. But I know God's going to take it off of me. But I love you guys. I just pray for each and every one. Everything that God bring my way is a prayer or a thought or something I know that will comfort or carry somebody else. So I'm just asking for prayer this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Sisters Gwendolyn, amen. Glory be to God. Thank God that you're able to release in the midst of your brokenness. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's because of your brokenness that you're able to release. Amen. And yes, amen. We definitely, amen, going to pray. Matter of fact, before we conclude this call, amen, we're going to pray for you and pray for your family. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. You talked about, amen. Well, first of all, before I make a comment on that, for your husband, you and your husband's renewal, amen, 20 years, amen. It's just awesome how, you didn't go into one of those sweet, romantic songs. There's a lot of them, and Jermaine Hawkins and all them, you know, and they, everybody, you know, you didn't pull anything like that out. You didn't pull anything out, you know, oldie but goodies and all that, and all that would have been nice, amen. But you decided, amen, you and your husband, amen, to sing, I Will Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that that is within me. Bless his holy name on your 20th renewal. Now, that says a whole lot.
Yes.
This is a whole lot about who you are and who he is and what the two of you are doing in God's kingdom. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know nobody else. Number one, I don't know too many people that's hanging in there for 20 years. But number two, amen, I don't know too many people that would have chose that song, amen. And so that just shows that's a real spiritual connection there, amen. Now, you in your reading, amen, and we're going to speak to you a little bit more often because you had some unique readings also. You talked about folks like you. Amen. We just want to tell you this morning, it's because of folks like you, amen, that makes this world special. Amen. Folks like you and folks like Brother David, amen, that makes this world a special place to live in this generation. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Now, I don't see any other people in queue. Amen. We ask you to hit the number one. Amen. If you had a testimony, if you had a praise report, and if not, that's okay. We're not forcing anybody. Amen. You can wait until another time. Amen. Glory be to God. But, amen, as we give the benediction, amen, we want to lift up. Amen. We saw, okay, someone else just came in. So, Sister Gwen, let us take one more. And then before we close out, amen, we are going to, as we give the benediction, we're going to pray for you and your family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. All right, I thought I saw one other person. Give me one second here. Okay, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. All right, there it is, there it is, there it is. All right, give me one second. Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Pastor Bradford. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Good morning, everyone. I'm over here chuckling to myself because I put myself in queue, and then I accidentally hung up the telephone, I'll tell you. So listen, good morning, everyone. Every opportunity I have to say something about the goodness of the Lord, I'm in. I'm not going to let any rocks cry out for me because God, he has been so, so good to me. I can recall a time 21 years ago when I was trying to figure out how to take my life. But that wasn't the plan that he had for me. He has a plan for all of us. He tells us that in Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans that he has for us. Put your name in there for you. And these plans are for good, not for evil, to give us a hope, a future, and an expected end. That's some good news. You ought to get excited about it. And as we tarry through our life, things happen. We make choices that take us sideways, and then life just happens. I like to say, I know my mother growing up in a single household, and she had us later in life. But I know my mother loved us. I absolutely know my mother loved us, my twin sister and I, but she left us. She did. She died. So she left us, right? But nonetheless, and then our life took a turn. My life took a turn. But nonetheless, as my sister just said, when we go through, we need to be in the Word. We need to stay in the Word because there's a word that says he, God, our Father, who has begun a good work in us, will see it through to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. And so what that means for me is that no matter how my life gets diverted, God has a plan, and he tells us that in Psalms 139. He saw me when I was being formed in utter seclusion in my mother's womb. He even knew me before then, and he scheduled out every one of my days. Like, these are all good things I can just grab hold to. So no matter what's happening, I know that he has the master plan for my life. And as I just choose, because it is a choice, to continue to press towards the mark, no matter what happens, as I dust myself off, get myself up, and continue to choose to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, then I will get where I'm going. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's not the destination, because my destination is not found in what's happening here in the earth. My destination is heaven. paradise with my Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And I don't know, like, no, what that's going to be like, but I already know it's going to be more than I can ever imagine. When I think about the best vacation I've had or could have, I know paradise is going to be much more than that. But here's the thing. In this earth, as I'm carrying, moving through, the joy is in the journey. I'm learning that. Amidst everything that happens, the joy is in the journey. I'm going to be blessed to do a presentation this Saturday, and they asked me what I'd like to speak about, and the Lord had already started dealing with me. The ministry, they are founded on Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, and the Lord gave me joy. And he's just been depositing in my spirit about joy. In the midst of everything that we go through, we can still have the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm digging that verse, and I'm just loving what the Lord is revealing to me, because we go through a whole lot of life experiences. Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, we do. And sometimes in our life, they've hung us up, they stopped us, they blocked us, they shut us down. But the Lord is showing me, and he's been showing me over the years, that it doesn't have to be so. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of them all. James 1 says, is your life full of temptations and trials, then be happy. He says, count it all joy. And we're like, how can we do that? Well, we can't do anything. I can't do anything in and of my own strength. But what I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And my joy is not predicated on my circumstances. That's happiness. The joy is predicated on what the Lord says, that he will bring me through and what he will bring me to. And when I hold tight, when I grip tight his hand and choose to walk moment by moment with him, in the midst of the storm, there is joy. I'm going to conclude with part of a devotional that came out recently. I wrote Leading. My devotional title was Leading. Why Bleeding? You know, when you're bleeding, it's not a good thing. I'm not talking about a little scrape or scratch. I'm talking about some blood gushing out. Leading, why bleeding? And as we develop leadership skills, things don't always go so well. And I've seen Pastor Bradford, I've seen my sister operate grace under fire, leading while bleeding. That would be joy. Joy in the midst of the storm. Joy to continue pressing towards the mark, because the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure until the end. And in the midst, guess what? I'm going to have a smile on my face because God says I can, and I'm going to have joy, unspeakable joy, and the adversary is defeated. Greater is Christ Jesus in me. I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. He's given me, he's giving you, he's given us power, authority, and dominion. Joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the name of God. Joy in the midst of the storm. Joy, joy, joy. Those joy bells need to be ringing out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With that, Pastor Bradford, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Tanya. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For not holding back. Amen. On that sharing on today. Amen. You said so much here. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That God is bringing us through. Amen. To bringing us to. Amen. Because the joy is in the journey. Amen. And your mother loved you very much. Amen. But your mother left you. Amen. But we can be confident and assured this morning. Amen. That God loves us too, and he'll never leave us. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. even to the end of the world and even for eternity. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we thank God. Now, that leading while bleeding, and I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to tell you when I do my broadcast this weekend, amen, I'm telling you right now, and I got to use that one. So I tell you, I asked for some permission just to use that subject, amen. I got to say something about leading while bleeding, because God knows I know something about that. Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. That was awesome. That last 5 minutes there, you can really get deep in that and just do a journal, a book, just on that testimony by itself. You can dissect that to the nth degree, and I'm telling you, you can do 50 pages just on that. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you for sharing. All right, we got time for one more. We see they have one other person here in queue. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Pastor Bradford. Good morning, saints. I'm giving thanks and praise to God for the opportunity to lift him up and magnify his holy name. He's so worthy of praise, honor, and glory. And I, too, have a testimony that can go on and on and on about leading while bleeding. Thank you, Minister Norwood, for that encouragement this day. I just have a quick testimony, but I just want to say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord of hosts, the King of glory, the Lord God Almighty. And I just want to give thanks and praise to our Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Gabor, hallelujah, who is our mighty warrior, who is warring on our behalf at all times. On Saturday, I went to the post office. I had to send a package out and had to get some mail out. And so I went to the post office, and there's one in our area that closes at 2 o'clock. So I was rushing, and I got a phone call, and so it was a distraction, and it delayed me. But when I got to the post office, the worker was at the door, and he had let someone out, and he was locking the door as those last people who were in the post office were leaving. So he was locking up. So I said, well, can I just, do I need to put this in the, I said, I need additional postage on this package that I need to, and he let me in. The Lord, he let me into the post office. So when I got to the window to send the mail, to get the mail checked and to put the additional postage and get my stamps, I looked at the young lady who was just talking, and I thought she was talking about what we were doing, but actually she was on the telephone, and she was just talking as she was moving around and doing her work. And so I said, oh, this is where Kanisha needs to be. Kanisha is our baby granddaughter. She's the youngest of our granddaughter. Chose to work rather than go to college a few years ago when she graduated from the Philadelphia High School for Girls. So she is now an employee of the United States Postal Service, and this is a recent employment for her, and she's working in the West Philadelphia area. And So when I and this is new to her, so she's experiencing the weather, she's experiencing the terrain, and all that's going on, and that she shares with us. But I just said, Lord, this is where Tanisha needs to be. She needs to be inside. This is where she's going to be. She's going to be inside, not out in the elements and with all the things that are happening. So that was my passing thought of her and my prayer, just a quick send up prayer for Kanisha on my mind. And on Sunday, I think it was on Sunday or Monday when we were talking. And so I asked her, she said that she had a late night. She had a late night because she had to go to the police station because she had to give a report. So it was on Sunday that I spoke with her. And she said she was at the police station giving a report. I said, and a report about what? And she said, because of an incident that happened yesterday. So I said, well, what happened? And she shared with me that she was on her truck, and this person stepped up, pushed her up into the truck, and had a gun in her face and said to her, give me the money. And she said, I don't have any money. She said, but whatever you want. She said, there's the bag. Just take the bag. He actually had a gun in her face and said, take the bag. And then he said, oh, this is just a BB gun. But he had it in her face, and he had her pushed up, pushed down. But he didn't do anything. He took her phone and put something into her phone and stepped off of the truck. And of course she was terrified because this was a weapon. So when she was telling me about it, she said it happened on Saturday. She said it happened around 3 o'clock. Before she even said that, I said, oh my, I said, that's what, you're not going to be there. You're not going to be there long. I said, you're not going to be on any route out there. I said, because I was in the post office and I was just talking to the Lord and I just claimed your space off of the street. You know, you're not going to be there. So I said, I told her my story about going into the post office about 2 o'clock. It was after 2 o'clock. When I was in that post office, she said, oh, wow, Mimi, she said, that happened around 3 o'clock. So I'm just giving thanks and praise to God for my granddaughter Kanisha's life, for how I didn't even know it at the time, but calling on the name of the Lord for her at that time, at 2 o'clock, after 2 o'clock, hallelujah, that the angels, hallelujah, that the Lord sent, the Lord Jehovah Gabor sent the warring angels to protect my granddaughter, that her life was not taken in that incident that occurred on Saturday. So I'm just giving thanks and praise, and like Pastor, like you teach us all the time, and as we learn, learn more about the Holy Spirit and the actions and the work of the Holy Spirit, and even on when someone comes to our mind. I think last night we talked on prayer. We talked about when someone comes to your mind, the Lord gives those people or those situations to us so that we can just immediately, whatever we're doing, we don't have to be in the prayer room. We don't have to be oiled, anointed, and because we're anointed all the time to lift up the name of the Lord, but to automatically pray for us, for those names and for those people who come to mind, because it may be that we're invoking the Holy Spirit and the warriors of Almighty God who are on post and ready to war on our behalf. So I'm just giving thanks and praise to God this day in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor,
thank
for the
you.
Opportunity.
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking the opportunity. Thank you for sharing the wonderful miracle, amen, of the Holy Ghost, amen, and the protection on your granddaughter, Kanisha, amen. That is definitely a miracle, I'm telling you, because that did not have to be a BB gun. That could have been a real gun, amen, and it could have gone any kind of way. And, you know, and I pray all the time for those who work in the postal service out there in the field. Amen, because they serve us by delivering our mail, but it's a very tedious job because they work in the rain, they work in the snow and the heat, and they work in dangerous situations. So we're going to pray now. Thank you so much for sharing, sister. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you for the beautiful testimony, God, that have been shared with us on today, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we want to lift up Sister Kanisha. Father God, we thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger came upon her. We thank you, Father, that the devil did not have his way. Father God, we ask that you would continue to watch over her. Watch over her. We cancel the devil's assignment going in and coming out. We cancel bad news, Father. Father, we know you preserved Kanisha, Father God, that time and maybe some other times that we don't know about. We thank you that she has a praying grandmother, Father God, who is praying for her, wishing the best for her, covering her, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Father, that that was not a teary report, but that was a joyful report of what you have done. And so, Father, as she continues to deliver the mail, Father, walk with her, talk with her, Sheila, may your glory protect her, Father, from hurt, harm, or danger, coming or going, in Jesus' name. And Father, when it's time, help her to, Father God, transition to in-house, Father God, or wherever, maybe to the upper house, Father. Glory be to God. Put it right in corporate. Glory be to God. It's sitting there for somebody's elaborate office, wherever. Father God, but we know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and you add no sorrow to it. So we cover Kanisha, Father, and we know that was devastating for her grandmother. And so we cover her too, Father. We thank you for your peace on Sister Priscilla, Father. That's enough to run your blood pressure up, Father. That when we hear about our children and our family and situations like this, it's enough to run your blood pressure up and bring it down. Bring it down in Jesus' name. Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God, for Sister Tanya. Father, we want to say thank you for her leadership skills. Father God, leadership in ministry, leadership in business. We want to say thank you for doors of opportunity that you are opening, giving her, Father God, the opportunity to just do what she does, do what she's been trained to do, do what she's been born to do, Father, in Jesus' name. And we just want to say thank you for her, Father, and how you're using her. Continue to open doors, Father. Bring her into a large place. Bring her into a large place, Father, that she'll have to look back and just tell the world, amen, that Jesus did it. Amen, Jesus did it for me. And we say thank you, Father God. Father God, we want to lift up our Sister Joanne Thurman. Father God, we want to say thank you. Father God, we know it's difficult for her because she was in love with her husband, and they have been together for 40, almost 50 years, a long time. Glory be to God. And we know it's not easy for her, Father, to keep going, Father God, in his transition. But Father God, we want to say thank you for filling the void. We want to say thank you for helping her, Father God, to keep on keeping on. She woke up this morning thinking about him, which is natural. But Father God, she was thinking about you a little bit stronger. And that is, Father God, her love for you, Father God, that makes it, Father God, less burdensome. Hallelujah, as she continues to commit all things into your hands. So we just want to say thank you for the healing process, Father, for her and Brother Jerry. We lift up her children because we realize they're going through some changes too, Father God. But we thank you for the healing process because you are indeed the healer. And we say thank you. Thank you for Sister Brenda, Father God. Oh, had an opportunity to be to reunite with Della, her oldest sister. And Father, we just want to say thank you for sweet fellowship. So often we take family for granted. So often we just take people for granted. We take life for granted. We take you for granted. Sometimes we just have that attitude, Father God, where we're just not grateful. As our sister Thurman talked about gratitude, Father God, and gratefulness. And so we need more of that. We need more of that. And we definitely need love and start to give people their flowers, not when after they're dead, when they can't see them or smell them. But, Father God, just love up on people in spite of their differences, in spite of their weaknesses. Just love people the same way you love people, Father. And so we just want to say thank you that they had an opportunity to laugh, to sing, and to dance in the wheelchair. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Thank you, Father God. Father, we want to lift up Sister Gwen and Brother David right now, Father God, thanking you for 20 years in, and another 20, and another 20, and another 20 to go. And so we want to say thank you, Father God, for them, Father God, working together in the vineyard. Father God, we know Sister Gwen is normally peppy, 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 and she's still peppy, Father God. Glory be to God. And she falls right into that category of leading while bleeding, Father God, as our Sister Norwood shared with us. Oh, three profound words. Thank you, Father God. Father God, she says she's a little low today. And Father God, we all get a little low. We all get a little low. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we want to say thank you, Father, that when we are weak, then we are strong. Father God, we are asking right now, when you encourage my sister's heart, encourage her family's heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, Father God, you carry us through. It feels like you're carrying us through. It's the only way we can get through, Father God. I said, our sister Norwood said, Father God, about going through, bringing us through to bring us to, oh, glory be to God, to bring us to a new day, to bring us to a new season, to bring us to, Father God, a new growth and development, a new enlightenment, Father God. Oh, glory be to God, a new positioning, Father God, a new attitude, a new, all things brand new. So, Father God, we're just lifting up Sister Gwen right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, our heart is broken because we know we don't normally, Father God, hear it. But, Father God, you said bear the infirmities of the weak. Father God, we said we ought to bear one another's burdens, Father God, because we all, Father God, experience, Father God, the same thing that maybe at a different time. But glory be to God. But, Father God, we are all there because it's called life. And it's called the journey of life. Matter of fact, somebody talked about the journey of life today, Father God. And so we just want to just bless you, Father. We just want to bless you for this time of fellowship. These Wednesdays are so special, Father God, because it gives us an opportunity for those who desire to share. And we can just learn to listen and know one another, Father God, without knowing one another. Physically, Father God, we could be sitting next to one of somebody on the bus and not know them. But we know that if they opened their mouth, we would know them, though. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for it, because the spiritual family is closer than our natural family. Oh, glory be to God. And that's beautiful all in itself. Thank you for everybody, Father God. Those who spoke, those who didn't speak, Father God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we lift everyone up. We lift their families up. We lift their day up. We lift their health up. We lift their finances up. Father God, their relationships, Father God, everything we place on the altar, we commit it unto you, Father God, because we know that you're able. We know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. Oh, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We are encouraged. We have been edified through the sharing. Father God, because all of us can relate to everything that has been said today, Father God. All of us can relate, Father. All of us have children and family out there, Father God, going to and fro, Father God. And if you don't protect them, Father God, it's a done deal. Well, all of us, Father God, can relate to everything that's been said, Father God. We can find ourselves there. Either we've been there, Father God, we're there now, Father God, hallelujah, or we don't know what life's going to bring. But we want to say thank you that whatever life brings, Father God, you hold life, hallelujah, because Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. Father, meet us at the altar of prayer today, Father God, and back tonight for our Wednesday night Bible study, Father God. As we go out today, Father God, help us not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it. And we decree and we declare it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. We seal our service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ, he is. Amen, the Lord. Now the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you a peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day. Wonderful day, regardless of what this day brings, have a wonderful day, because there's another day that's coming that you might miss. Allowing me to serve you this morning. Amen. Meet you tonight at 8 o'clock and at the altar at 12, Lord's willing. Blessings.